Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Good morning, family. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am so excited that you have joined me today. I have a powerful word of God prepared just for you, family, just for you. And today we're going to be talking about the fact that, because it is a fact, that God is preparing you for something greater. Yes, He is. I want you to say that with me right now, and I want you to declare that with me right now. Point to yourself and say, God is preparing me for greater. He's preparing you for greater. And I know for some of you that sounds, you know, strange, because, you know, you're going through so much. You've been through the struggle. You've been through trials and tribulations. Sometimes it just seems like it's never going to end. But I'm here today to tell you that it's not for naught. God is preparing you for something greater. He's going to do exceedingly. He's going to do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think, according to the power that's already working on the inside of you. I want you to receive that today. Receive it. Amen. Because God's going to do something great in your life. I promise you, He is. God is preparing you for greater. I know that you have struggled and struggled, and I am here to tell you, I am here to declare that behind your struggle is purpose. Behind your struggle is purpose. I want you to say that with me right now. Say, behind my struggle is purpose. And just know that God is preparing you for the greater. Yes, declare and decree that the latter will be greater. I declare it for you, that your ladder will be greater. Amen. And so come on in and join me this morning. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So many didn't make it, but we did, and we are going to rejoice in this day. Amen. We're going to rejoice in it. And so thank you so much for joining me this morning. I pray that you had a blessed week. You know, I just love early mornings. It's something about early mornings. I'm telling you, with the birds singing and, you know, just the peace and the quiet, and God wants that for you. He wants you to have peace in your life. Some of you have not had peace in a very long time, But, you know, Scripture says that if you keep your mind on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. And so I'm praying for peace for you today. Lord God, everyone who has been struggling in their mind and struggling to have peace, I pray that you will give them peace today, Lord God. Give them peace, Lord God, that will surpass all understanding. Give it to them now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. God gave me a word for you today. And he just, you know, every week I pray, you know, I fast and I pray and I ask God to give me a word for my listeners. And the word he gave me today is just tell them that I am preparing them for greater. And you just have to receive that right now. He is preparing you for greater. And so what I want to do right now, I want to go to, you know how I like to set the atmosphere. I like to set the atmosphere with praise and worship. You know, God inhabits the praises of his people, right? And so we just want to take some time to just give him, to just honor him this morning, give him honor, give him glory, hallelujah, for who he is in our lives and for all that he's done in our lives, right? You know, no matter what the struggle, we are here today, hallelujah, and we give him praise for that. We honor him for today. So we honor you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And so what I'm going to do right now, family, I am going to bless you with a song that I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to play it for you. Ja'Kayla Carr, God laid this on my heart to share with you because it's relevant to the word that's going to go forth this morning. And so I just want you to just sit back and relax and just receive God's blessings today. Just be open. Allow your heart to open and receive all that God has for you. You know, Scripture says that God's word will not return void. And so you just have to be open to receive it and then begin to apply it to your life. To apply it to your life. You know, Scripture says we must be not just hearers of the word, but we have to also be doers of the word. And so I want you to receive this word today, and then I want you to begin to start doing something, start putting some corresponding action in so that some things can just start happening in your life. Amen. And so I just love you so much today, but, you know, as much as I love you, God loves you more. Amen. So here we go. Here we go.
Never would have been ready for the making. No.
Yes, your greater is coming. Say that with me right now. Say, my greater is coming. Your greater is coming. God is preparing you for greater. Receive that today. Receive that today. That song just so blesses me. Always blessed by that song because, you know, I know when I was going through. I know when I was going through the beating and the pressing and the breaking. And, you know, it takes that, believe it or not, for that anointing to come, for purpose to come. And I know some of you don't want to hear that because you're thinking, I have to go through all of this. Well, sometimes, yes, you do. Sometimes it takes that because for where God is going to take you, and I'm a witness, for where he's going to take you, you're going to have to be prepared. You're going to have to be ready. And he's trying to equip you. He's trying to equip you. And so, you know, just don't give up. Don't give up, family. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give in. Amen. Amen. And so you are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so blessed that you have chosen to listen in today. Amen. And so I want to start with a scripture, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. And it says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. So everything that you're going through right now, everything, everything, after everything, you shall not be destroyed. You shall not be destroyed. Hey, man, you're going to get through this thing. You're going to get through this thing. I promise you. If you just hold on, if you just trust God, you're going to get through this thing. And I know the struggle is real. The struggle is real. I know. I know it's real. The struggle is real. My brother, the struggle is real, my sisters. But just know that God is preparing you. He's developing you for what's to come. There is a next level blessing on the other side of your struggle. And it's coming your way. It's coming your way. Greater is coming your way. And just receive that today. Greater is coming your way. Say it with me right now. Say, greater is coming my way because it's coming. Just receive it. It's already in the spirit. You got to feel it in the spirit. You got to see it in the spirit. It's already done. And before long, you're going to be able to see that thing in manifested in the natural. And so even though we would rather not suffer, right, we all agree that we would rather not go through. We would love to have a perfect life. But guess what? When Jesus walked this earth, he suffered persecution. He absolutely did. He suffered people hating on him. He suffered persecution. Look at what they did to him. Look at what they did to Jesus. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, when we're sitting around thinking, woe is me, you know, and we're thinking, why me? Why me, God? Well, I dare to say, why not you? You know, Jesus suffered. And we know that it was not God's original plan that any of us suffer. You know, but we have an adversary, the devil, who wants to kill, who wants to steal, who wants to destroy us. You know, but we don't have to allow the struggles and the trials in our lives, those things that come up against us, we don't have to allow those things to consume us and to destroy us, right? We don't have to because Jesus already paid the price for your suffering. Amen. And so you can get through this thing. You just have to stay strong. And even though we would rather not suffer through difficult circumstances, through the pressing and the beating, always remember that there is purpose behind your pain. It absolutely is. There is purpose behind your pain. And God is going to use everything you went through, everything you're going through for a greater purpose. I promise you. I promise you, I am a witness. He wishes to reveal something deeper than your current, than you are currently capable of seeing. There's some deeper stuff that he wants to do in your life. It's some deeper stuff, some stuff that he wants to reveal in your life. But you got to first go through the pressing. You got to go through the shaking, right? So you have to trust the process. Trust the process. I know it's tough, but trust the process, because there's something greater waiting for you on the other side. So, you know, say that with me right now. Say, I will trust the process. I will trust the process. Amen. And so right now I want to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to continue. But just remember, just hold on to the truth that greater is coming. Greater is coming. Things are not going to always be like this. I promise you.
Hey, Flynn, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watt.
All right, family, I am back. That commercial, Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. That is my organization with my 11-year-old granddaughter. I founded that organization, and I call her my partner, my business partner. And so she is an entrepreneur in training, because how many know that we have to leave a legacy and an inheritance to our children and to our children's children? And so just support us, LaylaSimone.com. That's www.LaylaSimone.com. Amen. Amen. All right. And so, family, today we are talking about how God is preparing us for the next level. He's preparing us for greater. He absolutely is. And I need you to believe that, and I need you to receive that today. I need you to know that there is purpose behind your pain. Everything that you've gone through, every struggle, every trial, every painful memory, every painful challenge, everything, all your hurt, all your pain, there is purpose behind your pain. And I want you to say that with me today. Say, there is purpose behind my pain. You need to believe that. God is going to use everything you went through for a greater purpose. And even though you may not see that right now, it's true. It's going to happen. He wishes to reveal something deeper than you know, what you currently are capable of seeing. He wants to go deeper. He wants to go deeper, and you have to trust the process in order to get to the other side. You have to trust the process. Trust God and know that you can get through this thing. This shall pass. This too shall pass. I promise you, trouble will not last always. And so while our pain, you know, was not God sent, because I know sometimes people think God sent stuff to teach you something or whatever. But I'm here to tell you that God will never send us pain. God never puts us through pain. That pain was not something that God ever orchestrated in our lives. When he created us to live an abundant life, to live life abundantly, not to live in pain. That's a strategy and a tactic from the enemy, and so don't believe that. But while God did not send the pain, he can use your pain. He can use your pain. He can flip the script. He can use your pain for something good, for the greater good. All things work together for the good, for those who love him, and I know you love him, and for those who are called. God is calling you to a greater purpose. You are called. You are called. And so there is purpose behind your pain. And just remember, I have to say it again, God did not send you this pain. He's not taking you through this to teach you something. I don't believe that. But he will allow the pain to happen for different reasons. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but he will allow certain things. He will. You know, I often think about, you know, in Job, you know, when Satan wanted to prove a point, he wanted to use Job, and he went to God, and he says, you know, I want to test your servant Job, you know, because basically you think he's all that, he's all of that. I want to show you that, you know, after he goes through all of this, will he still serve you? And guess what? God allowed him to take Job through some stuff. But God knew that Job would get through it, and he knew that Job was his servant, and he knew that Job would not turn his back on him, because that's the tactic of the enemy. That's a strategy from the enemy to have you go through so much that you turn your back on God. Don't turn your back on God, because, you know, you can't give up on God, because God is not going to give up on you. That's a tactic. That's a strategy, a plot, and a plan from the enemy. You need to know that. And so there is purpose behind your pain. There is purpose behind your pain. And God is saying that you must persevere through it. You must push through it. And refuse to give up in the process. Right now you're in the process. You have to trust the process. Say, I will trust the process. And know that there's victory waiting on the other side. There is victory waiting on the other side. And so don't you fall into that victim mentality. You are not a victim. You are a victor. Declare that with me right now. Say, I am not a victim. I am a victor. You are victorious. And so there is victory waiting on the other side. And we know that, you know, growing pains hurt. We know it hurts. It's hurt. We know. I know. God knows. It hurts. It hurts. The pruning process is unpleasant, but it won't kill you. It won't kill you. So don't give up, and it might feel like you're going to die, but I'm here to tell you that you shall live and not die. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You will live through this thing. You have to believe it, and you have to receive it. And, you know, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, and every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. That's John 15:1-2. And so it's time for you to bear more fruit. And so you're going through this pruning period. You're going through this pressing period. You know, there's such an anointing, you know, on your life, and God wants to use you in your anointing. But, you know, olives, you know, they have to go through a pressing, a crushing period, you know, a crushing process, you know, in order to get the oil out, in order to get the oil out. So you're going through this pressing, through this crushing process so that God can get the oil out, get all the anointing all over you so that when you step out, you're going to be ready. You're going to be ready. God's going to do exceedingly. He's going to do abundantly above that thing that you could ever imagine. You know, you can't even imagine the things that God has planned for you. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all that God has planned for you, but you have to get through this thing. You cannot give up in the process. Know that you are being pressed and crushed for a purpose. God is going to use it for your good and the good of others. And God wants to elevate you. He wants to elevate you. He wants to take you to the next level, to a whole nother level. But you have to go through the pressing. You have to go through the crushing. You have to allow the process. And when we go through it, it hurts. It hurts. It does. It hurts. I know. I've been there. But you can get through it. That's why I know you can get through it, because I went through. I had to go through it. Many had to go through it. But when you get to the other side, you know, you're all of that mess going to turn to an amazing message that God is going to bring forth in you. Amen. So if you want the anointing, expect to be crushed, because the oil comes from the crushing. It comes from the crushing. And so I just want to pray right now, and we have come to the end of our program. And so, Father God, I just thank you today for the anointing, Lord God. I thank you, even though it's uncomfortable, even though it's painful, Lord God, I thank you for the pressing and the crushing, Lord God. I thank you for the process, Lord God, and for the burden-removing power, Lord God, of the anointing that's going to go forth in my life and in the lives of all of those who are listening, Lord God. We thank you for the next level blessing, Lord God. And hallelujah, Lord God, and that everything we have gone through, Lord God, is not in vain, praise God, but has brought us for such a time as this, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're going to use all of it, Lord God, for good. You're going to flip the script. I know what the enemy meant for bad, Lord God, what the enemy meant for evil, you're going to turn it around for our good, Lord God. We thank you on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. We are hard-pressed, Lord God, on every side, but not crushed, not perplexed. We are not in despair, Lord God. We are not we are persecuted, Lord God, but we are not abandoned. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the process. Even though it's painful, we thank you for the process, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, that as they go through this season of preparation, Lord God, that they will not give up and they will not give in. Help them to see that giving up is not an option, Lord God. And I pray that they will look to you, Lord God, that they will look to the hills for whence cometh their help, knowing that their help comes from you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that the pruning is to bear greater fruit, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we trust you and we trust the process today, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, family, for joining me today, for tuning in. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for you know, joining me each week on the Tears of Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I thank you at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, I just want you to trust the process and know that God is preparing you for greater. He's preparing you for greater. And you have to trust the process. Even when it gets hard, even when it gets tough, no matter what it looks like, we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. And so, ladies, I want you to join me on Facebook. You know, I have the private Facebook group for ladies only, the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, where we empower each other. It's a sisterhood. We lift each other up in prayer, amen. We daily post inspirational posts and prayers, and, you know, also, you know, we share our stories to empower each other. And so definitely you want to, if you're not already a member, you want to join us. It's absolutely free. Just go to meet me on Facebook and meet me in the group. I have the link here in the in this message today. So just click on the link on Facebook and you can join us, okay? But I've come to the end of the program, and you know how I like to end with Howard Hewitt. So I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week, and I will see you the next time. God bless you. God bless you. See you next week.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. This is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank You, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing Your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.